Hello, this
Good morning, this is Betty.
Ken Bousfield.
Good morning, this is Roger.
Hello, this is Randy.
And we got Brett.
And we have somebody else.
Hi, this is John Crandall with George K. Baum & Company calling with regard to Kane County Water.
Very good, thank you.
And Paul, the division is here, Ken Bousfield, Mike Grange, and Marianne Booth.
This is Matt Dugdale with George K. Baum & Company calling with regard to city bond restructuring.
And Rich Anderson with Logan City, I'm the finance director.
Okay. Does it sound like we have everybody, Ken? Who are our board members again that we have? Well, I guess we can do a roll call and do that.
Let's do that. Paul Hansen?
Here.
Betty Naylor?
Here.
Brett Chenoff?
Here.
Tage Flint? Roger Friedel?
Here.
Brad Johnson? David Sackerson? David Stevens? Mark Stevens? We have four board members. We need five for a quorum.
Yeah, we're one short, so we need to call, right?
Yes.
I count four.
Can you call David Sackerson, please? Let's see. I heard from six members that said they would be available today, so.
Is Dr. Stevens, David Stevens, available?
He said he would be. I thought I'd have to go back and look at my email, but I thought he said he would be available today. The only one that said he wouldn't be available was Tage, and he's on an airplane.
Okay. A lame excuse.
Yeah, travel.
Okay.
And Paul, I guess this is yours to conduct since it's informational, correct?
I think this is a full board meeting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I could default to you though, Betty. I don't have any qualms about doing that.
I'm sure of that.
Pardon? Heather here?
No. She had a doctor's.
Paul and Betty, just for your information, we're having Marianne make some calls. Hopefully, we'll get a fifth board member connecting shortly.
Okay. Do we have another financial assistance committee meeting before? Do we have that scheduled yet before the one in Layton?
No.
We've already had that one.
We've already had that one, yep.
Nothing else that we need to take care of before that one, okay.
I guess we could just have a call just on account of cuz, but we have no business, no. I'm sure you've got nothing better to do than have a financial call with the division, right, Paul?
Yeah, nothing. I was hoping to be there this morning, but I've got this tiny little roadway project that's kind of got my life.
We have somebody just join us?
Mike Noel.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mike. This is Ken Bousfield. We have four board members on the call. We're waiting for a fifth board member, so we have a quorum.
Did you try David Stevens both?
I tried David Stevens and David Sackerson, and I like his voice.
Brad.
Brad?
Yeah.
Brad. Okay.
The luck?
We're still trying. His last name, Randy.
I believe this is Randy Brown with King County. And it's Matt Dugdale, D-U-G-D-A-L-E. He's with George K. Bauman. This is Rich Anderson.
What about Brad Johnson? Because he can vote in a tie or so forth.
Yeah, we're trying, or Mary Ann's trying to call him right now.
No, Michael, I didn't get a package. I understand there wasn't a separate package for this, right?
That's correct.
When I discussed it, okay.
I guess you could say the packet is the series of emails that went out to the board starting about July 22nd.
Thank you.
Mr. Miller, that was just passion.
His initial investment out there was reported to be in excess of $100 million on that facility. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And they've since built other, you know, office buildings and facilities out there. So they put quite an investment into it. Why they're leaving, I don't know. It's, you know, they didn't invite me to that meeting, but.
Paul, so it isn't an actual sale of the ground then from the county, is it?
So
I don't know.
That needs actual
I don't know what all it entails, if the county's retaining any of it or not.
Take action.
I know the property used to be, was it State School Trust, or it was one of the trust groups from the state that held it, Soil Conservation Service maybe. And I've understood that they sold it to the county, and again, I don't know if the county's owning or maintaining or what. That's more, we'll, I guess we'll learn in the coming days and weeks.
Yeah.
Paul, this is Ken. Kind of a status on contacting a fifth board member. We have with emails that Mayor David Sackerson would be available. In our attempts to call him, all we are able to do is leave a message.
Okay.
David Stevens, he said he would be available or could be available for the board meeting, and again, only messages. Brad Johnson, only able to leave messages. Mark Stevens said we did contact him. He is making rounds at the hospital and would not be available. And of course, we heard earlier that Tage would not be available.
Mayor Sackerson should be joining soon. He had someone in his office.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
So I just asked his secretary to interrupt.
So hopefully we'll hear the ring of a fifth board member.
Oh, good, good.
Sorry for the delay.
Yeah, thank you for your patience, everyone. I'd rather wait a few more minutes than reschedule if
yes.
We can.
Yes.
Well, while we're getting that, just for my notes, who do we have with Kane County?
John Crandall with George K. Baum Company and Mike Noel, the general manager.
And also Randy Brown, finance manager.
Okay. Mary Ann, do we need other information or is that sufficient on those for the meeting?
I think that's okay, isn't it? John Crandall, yeah. And do we have anybody for Logan?
Yes.
And then Logan City, I was going to go to them.
Is this Matt Dugdale with George K. Baum & Company? Also on the line is Rich Anderson, finance director for Logan City.
Matt, what was your last name? I'm sorry.
Dugdale, D-U-G. D-A-L-E.
Where did I get Matt from? My apologies.
First name Matt, last name Dugdale. Essentially, I have three first names.
Oh, okay. Okay. Matt Dugdale, okay. And is there anybody else from Logan? Matt and Rich? And then we had a...
That's all.
It's by phone.
Yeah, Paul, it's Mayor David Moab, and I apologize.
No problem. Thank you, Mayor. So, all right, Ken, I think we're ready to commence. So
we are ready. You have a quorum.
Okay. So our quorum members, Mayor, for your information, is myself. We have Betty, Brett, and Roger on the phone with us. So first item on the agenda is Kane County. Michael, we'll let you lead us through this portion of the discussion, if you would, please.
Great, thank you. Yeah, Kane County has made a request of the Drinking Water Board. They have a number of high interest rate bonds with rural development from the USDA. They would like to bundle these bonds and sell them on the public market, lower their interest rate, and improve their financial condition. In order to do that, as I understand it, the existing bonds that the county has, or that the Water Conservancy District has with the drinking water board would need to be put into a subordinate or a junior position. And so that's the request, and that's the motion actually that we're looking for from the board is whether or not the board would be amenable to that request. Any comments from Mr. Crandall or Mr. Noel or Mr. Brown?
Yes, this is Ron Crandall. I appreciate the board taking this in consideration for this subordination request. Just a little more detail. Board, Kane County has gone to the rural USRDA and requested a rate reduction on the loans, which the RUSDA declined to provide. So the other option is to take those loans out, refund those loans at a current lower market rate. As part of that process, we look at a debt service coverage as a key benchmark for bond ratings. And the request from Kane County to the drinking water is to enhance the debt service coverage in order to enhance the rating on the refunding bonds and lower the interest rate cost of capital on the refunding bonds. As part of that refunding, Kane County would provide fully funded debt service reserve funds on all of the drinking water loans. Those are, a big chunk of those are being funded up over a period of time, but with this refunding, those debt service reserve funds would be completely fully funded with cash. And the second thing that I think is important to point out is that this is going to provide a more secure financial position for Kane County and also for its creditors. One of the things that's unique to water conservancy districts in the state of Utah is there's not a lot of them, and they have the ability to levy a property tax for the repayment in an emergent situation for debt. And that property tax is a statute-driven kind of credit enhancement that water conservancy districts enjoy. And so the subordination request is a subordination request, but I think it's important to remember that Kane County, if they were to get into a situation where the priority of payments would become a consideration, that they could levy a property tax without a vote, not vote required for that situation. So I think it's a unique situation. I think water conservancy districts are unique. I don't believe that this is a precedent setting. It is precedent setting with these facts, but it's a very limited set of precedences for water conservancy districts. It's very much unlike private water companies or developer-driven water systems. Happy to answer any questions there might be with regard to King County or Mike Noel or Randy Brown on the call as well.
Okay. Michael, what is the division's position on this in terms of how it comports with current policy and what it may or may not mean to future applications or loans that are made?
Right. typically,
I presume we've talked with our bond council experts on that, the same thing.
Yes, that's correct. Typically, the board, the division of the board, require parity. I did talk with Bill Prater, our bond counsel, and he has said that the board has in the past accepted a subordinated position, depending on the circumstances. So it's not unprecedented for the board to do so. As far as moving forward, I believe with the unique circumstances that this is subject to, specifically the fully funding of the debt service reserve fund, that's a condition I think that is worth considering. And if it were ever to come up again in the future, we could make that same stipulation on those in the future. So in the past, I've been a little hesitant to move forward with a subordinated position, but in this instance, I think it's a manageable risk.
How about the mention was made that we have the ability with this, or I should say the district has the ability to implement a levy?
Yes.
Property without public input, is that what I heard?
That's correct.
Is that unique only to districts as opposed to cities or other private? I mean, do cities have that same ability?
No, it is unique to water conservancy districts under the statute and the state law.
Okay.
Paul, I have a question regarding that.
Please.
Is there any levies or property tax levies through the Conservancy District present right now?
We have this is Randy. We have our levies go up to 1 mil. We're at 0.6 right now.
What kind of revenue does that generate?
That generates approximately $800,000 a year. So if you project that 0.4 that we could continue to go up, I'm guessing that's another probably $300,000 or $400,000 per year, maybe even $500,000.
I'm going to ask one favor, just to the board and to us on the phone. If you'll just say your name for the record so it can help Mary Ann, so we can keep the record. That question was who on the last? That's the question on the bond?
I asked the question if they presently had property tax levies being assessed through the district.
Okay, and then there was a second question after that.
That's Mayor Dave.
That was Betty.
Oh, Mayor Dave. Okay, Dave asked the follow-up. Okay.
And this is Mayor Dave again. Would the district be willing to sign an agreement, you know, because people change, you know, and circumstances change, guaranteeing that, you know, that at some point in time, if you got into some kind of situation, that you'd be willing to enact that property tax increase?
Didn't hear anybody else doing that.
Is Mike Noel on the line still?
Can I answer that? This is John Crandall. The indenture basically covers that now. The district is obligated to revenues that provide for the debt service, so they are now obligated to do that. And the emergency, they have the ability to levy up to 1 mil or 0.1 mil, as Randy Brown said. And there's room between that limit and what they're levying now. And as property tax values, assessed values change, that obviously changes. And then in addition to that, there's that emergency levy that they can implement without any sort of a vote and without any sort of a notice. That is something that's unique for water conservancy districts. But they do have the requirement with their bond indenture to levy taxes and collect all revenues in order to pay debt service.
This is Paul. Do you happen to know the reference to that state provision that allows them on that emergency levy without notice? I'm sure you have the entire code memorized, I presume.
Yeah, I will look for that way. Other questions are happening, I'll get that to you.
Any other comments or questions from the board?
Michael, this is Betty. Just refresh us on what the remaining amount is on our loan.
Okay, give me one. They currently have 7 loans with the Drinking Water Board. Total principal balance outstanding is just under $11 million. Maturity dates range from January of 2021 to January of 2043.
Oh. And this is Paul. What is the balance of the other loan that would be restructured as part of this bundle package?
It's right around just under $10 million.
So it's roughly approximately a 50-50 split is what we're talking about.
The district has $31 million outstanding as of December 31, 2014. So there are other loans outstanding that would not be...
That would not be bundled. Okay.
And the reason for that is that they are at lower rates.
There's not the need or the impetus to consider those at this point.
Exactly.
I presume, I mean, the whole motivation for this is to save financing. None of this would change the payoff on the Drinking Water Board loans, is my understanding. So the maturity dates for each loan would not change. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, it's just simply a matter that we would become subordinate in case of default.
That's correct.
Okay. Other questions from the board? For discussion, let me just pose my thoughts, and I'd like board thought. What I'm hearing is that there is some reservation about setting a precedent, that this is a little bit unique, or a lot of bit unique, whichever way you want to look at it. The unique factors that I've made note of, and correct me, is that one of the conditions or one of the factors is that Kane County would be fully funding the debt reserve fund, which would be something that is typically not required of Drinking Water Board loans. Let's take these one at a time. Is that correct, Michael?
Correct.
Number two, I heard that districts have the unique ability to impose emergency levies or other levies in addition to the regular 0.1 current levy without public input, which could be used to meet financial obligations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And I also heard that under current public authorization of the 0.1 mil levy, there's still space there. I think the number I heard was 60% of that is being used. There's about 40% of that current approved that's not being used that could also be used without additional public input.
That would require a public hearing to increase the tax on that.
Okay, but that would require a public hearing, but the emergency would not.
That's correct.
Okay. And with that, I presume that emergency levy could be long-term. That would, under the constraints of the law, that emergency levy could be considered as long and necessary and not just limited to I have to replace a pump or a repair. I mean, it can be used for that purpose.
Or repayment of debt, yes, and loans.
Okay. Other comments from the board?
This is Mayor Dave. Now, the 40% or whatever that's left in the original, did it require a public hearing? Would it require a public vote?
No, it's truth and taxation hearing is what they go through for that.
Okay.
This is Roger. Interesting enough that the Bearbrook Conservancy District meeting that we had last night, we were considering, not for the same reasons, but increasing our mill levy for the Conservancy District. And whatever process that you go through, which I'm not totally familiar with, but it takes a period of time, so even when you increase the emergency thing, it's not going to increase tomorrow. It takes a period of time and dealing with state regulations to make that happen. Is that correct?
The state regulations regulations, I presume you mean with regard to state law as far as the truth and taxation procedures, as far as public notice,
yes.
Public hearings, yes. That is correct. The I guess the counter to that is that the debtors reserve fund, in case of a stress situation, and that there needed to be a tap into the debtors reserve fund to pay debt service, the debt service reserve funds would be adequate, and Randy, please fill in the blanks here if I get this incorrect, would be adequate to cover about 1 year's debt service on these loans.
A little bit more, maybe 1.5 years. Yeah.
Okay, so there would be enough time, so there wouldn't be a skip in any sort of interest payment based on the funds on hand and the process that you go through with truth and taxation.
Okay, thank you.
Other comments?
Let's see, this is John Crandall again, just getting back on the state reference. The state code is 17B-2A-1006. That's the reference for this levy we're talking about.
Thank you, John. All right, any more discussion from the board? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion on the refinancing request by King County.
I would so move that we allow the refinancing request from King County. After hearing the discussion that we have had.
Second, Roger.
We have a motion and a second. Would you entertain an amendment to that motion just to clarify that this is a unique, you know, some of the unique criteria, i.e. the fully funded debt reserve fund?
Okay, the three things?
Yeah.
I would.
It's a question. I mean, you've made a motion. Yeah. I don't, you know.
Yeah. I will amend that to include the three items: a fully funded debt service reserve fund, number two, that they are able to levy an emergency, emergency levying, and number three, that they do have about 40% of not used portion of the 0.1 mil that they have.
Okay.
Does that cover your concerns, Paul?
Well, I think my concern is just making sure that we distinguish the unique factors.
Okay.
So, I mean, is that, it's your motion, please. It's just a question. So are you're okay with that, Betty? Okay, and then the second?
Yes.
If you those are acceptable?
Okay. Yes.
All right, we have a motion and a second amended. All in favor indicate aye.
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 Chair, this is John Crandall. I just asked one question. Is it?
Yes.
I just wanted to be sure that the motion was clear, that the request was to amend the existing loans to allow those to be amended to be subordinate.
Yes.
And that's, as long as that's clear, then that's great.
Yes, and I think that's been our discussion. Is that correct to the board?
Yeah. Yes, because that was, the yeah. agenda, that was the agenda item.
Thank you.
Okay. Any opposed? Because we're on the phone, I'm going to make sure. Betty, you were in favor. Brett, you were in favor?
Yes.
And Roger, you're in favor?
Yes.
And then Mayor?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you.
And Paul?
Yes, I say yes, thank you. Okay, very good. Thank you, King County and staff. We appreciate your help on that one.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Let's move on then to Logan City, Michael, on this one. And we've got Matt and Rich on the phone. Has anybody else joined us representing Logan City?
Okay. I don't believe so.
Go if you would, please, then.
Yeah, Logan City is currently wishing to restructure their entire indenture. As I understand it, currently their indenture is such that the income revenue streams from the water system, the wastewater system, and the solid waste system can all be used to pay the debt incurred by any of the three systems. What Logan City is requesting is that they want to restructure that indenture so that each of the three systems only pays their debt. As I understand it, this will not affect any of the revenue, any of the dedicated revenue to pay the drinking water board loans. They've only been using the revenue stream from the drinking water system to pay those loans anyway, and so they're simply looking for authorization or acceptance by the board to allow them to redo that indenture and still meet their debt repayment obligations.
So they would fully still meet all current policies and criteria. All we're doing is separating and saying this one's tied solely to the water revenue fund.
That's correct, as I understand it.
As opposed to a combined fund.
Correct.
Okay. Matt or Rich, any comments you have?
Sure. Thank you, Board and Michael, for that background. If it's helpful, maybe just a little bit more historical background as to why we're before the Board today. The original indenture was created in 1986, and at that time, the city's enterprise funds were commingled under the same enterprise fund, if you will. And since that time, these funds have now segregated, and as Michael mentioned, for at least the last 10 years, if not longer, the city has been paying its bonds, whether water or sewer, out of those individual funds, albeit the indenture has wrapped in all three of those revenue streams as the security for the bonds. That's exactly right, Michael, and you explained the situation very well. The city's enterprise funds now are separate. They are strong individually, and there's other reasons for this request, including the fact that the city is undertaking a sizable sewer project, the lion's share of the funding of which has come from your friends over at Water Quality. As part of the financing package, the city entered into an interlocal agreement with
their sewer
some of its surrounding cities, and within that interlocal agreement that was again drafted in part by Water Quality and specifically identifies the sewer treatment fund as the security for the water quality loan. And so this is another reason why it'll just make it better for the city to have those funds segregated from an indenture standpoint. And thirdly, more as a rationale, the state auditor, and Rich, please chime in here, but the state legislature and the state auditor have made it more difficult anyway for enterprise fund monies to be used in separate funds unless there's an interfund loan. And so from a practical standpoint, the city would not be using other revenues anyway to pay your bond, strictly water revenues. And so, Rich, is there anything you'd like to add there?
That's exactly correct. The state laws have changed significantly since 1986, and now it is nearly impossible to use one enterprise fund to subsidize in any way, shape, or form or guarantee debt to another fund. It's very difficult. It's not completely impossible, but it is very, very difficult. The agreement we signed that was drafted by the state, Walt Baker was part of it. The purpose of creating this interlocal agreement was really to separate the sewer treatment fund from the water fund and any other fund, because it was going to be providing services on a regional basis. And so these other entities were very concerned about our ability to take revenue from the sewer fund, for instance, transfer it to the water fund, which is the one that's holding the debt that is held by the drinking water board, in order to cover debt payments or any other kind of expenditure. They were very concerned about it, so they drafted language in that agreement. Managerially, we would not do that. And so we're just asking to now restructure our indenture so that we can be more consistent and we can keep these funds separate. The one other thing I will add is our debt coverage the ratios. With the three funds combined, and I apologize, I need to switch pages here. With the three funds combined, our coverage ratios over the last several years have been, last 4 years, 5.4 times, 6.29, 6.82, and 5.74. That's the triple barrel pledge with the three funds combined. As it pertains to the water and sewer fund, if we are allowed to separate this under its own indenture, the coverage for the last 4 years will be 2.58, 2.73, 3.89, and 3.99, with an average being 3.88 times over the last 10 years. So we still have very strong coverage in our water and sewer fund, and I think it would only strengthen our coverage going forward as we're going to issue about nearly $100 million worth of bonds in our sewer treatment fund. And so by separating these, we actually keep the drinking water bonds under better coverage.
Very good. Any comments from the board?
This is Roger. I can see no downside to it personally.
Okay.
This is Betty. So it's basically just a language change in our indenture and separating them.
Betty, that's a good question. Basically what it would require is a redrafting of a new indenture under which you would have a senior pledge of those water revenues. We'd have to work with bond counsel as to what would need to take place, whether a reissuance would need to take place, but certainly it would not be too arduous of a process. The terms of the bonds would be the same under this new indenture, but a new indenture would need to be drafted, and
okay,
these bonds would then be placed under that indenture.
So what are the current bonds? This is Paul. Sorry, Mary Ann. What bonds does the board currently have with Logan City? I should say, how many bonds are there?
There's two separate series, Mr. Chairman. There is a 2008B series, currently outstanding $2.1 million. Final payment is in June of 2029, so about just shy of 14 years left on that bond, and the rate's at 1.14%. The second and earlier bond was issued in 2004, and there's about $3.2 million outstanding. Those pay off in December of 24. And the rate outstanding is 2.57%, and so those same terms would be written on this new indenture.
So would there be two separate?
Yes.
They would remain separate with the same end dates, same interest rates?
Yes. Everything would remain the same from a structure standpoint. They would be on parity, meaning that they would both enjoy that senior pledge of revenue, net revenues from the water system.
Okay, but we're not bundling like King County was?
No.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the board?
Not unless the board wants to rewrite the 2004s at that lower 1.1%.
I was going to go the other way, but that's okay. That's okay. That 1.14 is very nice. It's a very nice loan. Any other comments from the board or staff then?
No.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion on Logan City's request to restructure their loan.
This is Roger. I shall move.
Okay, we have a motion from Roger. Do I have a second?
I'll second. This is Brett.
And I have a second from Brett. All in favor? Let's do roll call again because we're on phone. Betty?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, board.
DJ, you're working with staff. Staff, thank you for helping these people get through this. This is good stuff for them today.
Yeah,
Michael and his staff are great to work with. We appreciate it.
They are. Thank you.
Thanks
very much.
And thank you from Logan City, not only for the original loan, but also helping us to restructure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, very good.
Great.
Thank you very much. Back to the agenda. The last item I believe we have is just a reminder of our upcoming board meeting on Tuesday, September 1st at 1:30 up at the Davis Conference Center in Layton.
Yes.
At 1:30, I think I said.
Yep, 1:30.
Any other items for board discussion, Michael or Ken?
I have nothing.
Nope, we're done.
All right. Thank you, board. Appreciate you taking the time, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you all. Have a good day. Do we need a motion to adjourn?
Accept Betty's motion to adjourn, and I'll second it to adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay.